On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Scoob. Scoob came out on May 15th, 2020, and is an animation adventure comedy. The rating is PG, and the runtime is 1 hour and 33 minutes. The director of the film is Tony Cervone, who also directed Tom and Jerry Back to Oz, and Scooby-Doo and Kiss Rock and Roll Mystery. So he's done some animation films before and has even done Scooby-Doo. The film stars Will Forte, who plays Shaggy Rogers. You'd recognize Will Forte from The Last Man on Earth, where he plays Phil Tandy Miller, as well as Archer, where he plays Cecil Tunt. We also have Mark Wahlberg playing Blue Falcon. You'd recognize Mark Wahlberg from the Ted films, where he plays John Bennett, and the most recently Instant Family film, where he played Pete. We have Jason Isaacs, who plays Dick Dastardly. You'd recognize Jason from Harry Potter, where he played Lucius Malfoy, and The Patriot, where he played Colonel William Tavington. We also have Gina Rodriguez, who plays Velma Dinkley. You'd recognize Gina from the TV series Jane the Virgin, where she plays Jane Villanueva, as well as Deepwater Horizon, where she played Andrea Flatus. We have Zac Efron playing Fred Jones. You'd recognize Zac from the High School Musical films, where he played Troy Bolton, and the film The Greatest Showman, where he played Philip Carlyle. We also have Amanda Seyfried, who plays Daphne Blake. You'd recognize Amanda from Mamma Mia, both films where she played Sophie, as well as the film Les Miserables, where she played Cosette. Some honorable mentions in the cast is Ken Jeong, who plays Dino Mutt, Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman, and Frank Welker doing Scooby-Doo. Frank Welker has done Scooby-Doo for quite some time, so having him kind of be in the film is something to be acknowledged. So the plot of the film, Scooby and the gang face another challenging mystery as they are put up against a plot to unleash the ghost dog known as Cerberus to the world. As they race to stop this possible apocalypse, the gang also discovers that Scooby has a greater destiny than any of them ever imagined.
Scoob, do you realize where we are?
No.
Look around, man. The clean, modern aesthetic, the cool blue color palette. We're in
IKEA.
The Falcon Fury. Did you say IKEA?
Nope, I said Falcon Fury, just like you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Shaggy and Scooby were taken?
Yeah. This blue light came down from the sky and beamed them up.
I can't breathe.
I'd have to assume that if they were with their friends, they wouldn't have been kidnapped.
Okay.
Can you skip the emotional punishment?
What would some guy want with Scooby and Shaggy?
I don't know, but I'd like to shake the hand of whoever created this. And then, you know, throw that hand in prison for trying to kill our friends.
You said that we would always be.
Hey! This mangy stray's coming with me.
He's not a stray.
Okay, then. What's his name?
His name's Scooby.
Middle name?
Doobie?
Last name?
Doob. I never knew anybody till
I knew you. Gentlemen, welcome aboard.
This isn't about some guy in a rubber mask.
I would have gotten away with this if it weren't for you meddling.
This is about one of us.
Welcome to the Falcon Fury!
Falcon!
Hang on. Turn on the lights!
Where are my balloons, Dee Dee? When I say Falcon Fury, that's supposed to cue the balloons.
Oh, great! Great timing!
You might want to buckle up.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Maybe this can lead us to our culprit.
Jinkies!
Apparently he's been stealing Netflix by using his mother's account.
That is not fair for the rest of us who have to pay for Netflix.
You have to pay for Netflix?
Here we go!
If you want, you can pull over and drop us off here.
We'll walk home.
I guess our new movie is an origin story.
Every hero should have one.
I want The Rock to play me.
Never gonna happen.
All right, so that being the trailer for the film Scoob, let's jump right into the review. Scooby goes way back for me. As long as I've been growing up and cartoons have been on TV, I've been watching Scooby. And for that matter, many of the Hanna-Barbera creations, such as the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Tom and Jerry, Yogi Bear, and the list could go on forever. I remember there was even this cartoon. It was called like Wacky Races, and it had many of the characters from several of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons all kind of racing each other. And it was a great way to kind of bring all of these creations together in one show. And I mention this because I think Warner Brothers, who now owns the rights to Hanna-Barbera, is taking that idea, the idea that many comic book movies are doing right now, and that is trying to kind of bring worlds together, right? And so, you know, we had like Iron Man movie, Captain America movie, and so forth, and then bringing them together. I think we're all familiar with the Hanna-Barbera world and each of those characters, and as they are in their own right in their cartoons, but trying to kind of bring that together here. I think they're kind of trying to do that very thing with Hanna-Barbera. In this film, we're not just getting Scooby and the gang, but we're also getting to see some classics such as Dick Dastardly and Captain Caveman, which were, you know, obviously both mentioned in the opening as we went through the cast. This idea excites me. It has me wondering if we're going to see more of this down the pipeline in other films, or more as, you know, the Scooby-Doo franchise kind of carries on. Speaking of, you know, characters in the film, and the cast for that matter, I thought that they did a good job for the most part. Having Zac Efron as Fred is pretty spot on, not to mention Mark Wahlberg as the Blue Falcon. Oh, and yeah, we got Blue Falcon in this movie too. And as mentioned, as I was going through, we have Ken Jeong playing Dino-Mutt, so we get both Blue Falcon and Dino-Mutt in the film. That being said, having Bill Hader do Shaggy, I think, was kind of where they messed up on the casting. Bill Hader can be funny, don't get me wrong, but he also has kind of his style of how he does things. And a lot of that is seen in Last Man on Earth. So there were many times in the film where Shaggy would be talking and I found myself almost picturing Last Man on Earth and not really Shaggy in those respects. And it kind of pulled me out of the film. It had me not enjoying it as much as I think I could have. And I say that because I think in a weird way, I wish they could have maybe brought Matthew Lillard back to do Shaggy. But I don't know. You know, he's kind of been noted as someone who did put a lot of effort into kind of really trying to get that voice down. I don't know that he ever got it spot on. I mean, if we could bring back Casey Kasem, that of course would be, you know, the best option, but fortunately, that's not that isn't an option. So I think honestly, between Hader and Lillard, I think Lillard may have been a better option here. And I don't know if they tried and he turned it down or where that goes. But another character that pulled me out of the film was Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman. It does not work at all. It actually ruined Captain Caveman for me. I have always been kind of a big fan of him, of Captain Caveman and Son, for those who remember that cartoon. But Captain Caveman's always had like these speech patterns, and then the way that he would yell, "Captain Caveman!" Like, it was legendary. And Tracy Morgan does a great job in ruining that memory for me, and that's too bad. I think they definitely could have found someone better for this. I like the story, and the way that they pieced it all together, especially when they're trying to bring different worlds together, I thought that was done pretty well. I don't truly understand why they have a whole how they met with Scooby and Shaggy, but you know, I know they're trying to emphasize how much that they mean to each other, but I feel like that there were other ways to make that happen. However, we do get to find out Shaggy's real name, and we also got to find out how, you know, Scooby was named Scooby-Doo, as you could hear in the trailer. The soundtrack for the film is really good. You got some of that also in the trailer, but just as the film goes on, they did a good job with that. And the social references are pretty spot on. The film itself is only an hour and 33 minutes long, but actually feels a little bit longer. When watching the film a second time, you can tell where there was just filler that could have been taken out, and truly feels that there could have been maybe some better editing done. In the past, we've seen the Scooby Gang work with real known celebrities, which has always been kind of fun. You know, back in the day, we had the Globetrotters, the Three Stooges, Phyllis Diller, Don Knotts, and so on. And they did decide to bring a celebrity into this film, and I kind of thought it was funny, but I felt like that they could have been, there may have been maybe some better options available. And I don't want to mention who it was, but it feels like that it was kind of like more of a knee slapper more than a celebrity guest. In the film, or in the end, the film can be kind of corny, but as a whole, I kind of liked it. And I'd like to see maybe a little bit more made, maybe a little better storyline, better editing. But all in all, I see where they were going with this and what they were trying to deliver. And for that, I give this film 2.5 out of 5. Stingers during or after the credits. During the credits, yes, there is, I wouldn't say stingers, but there's some pretty cool stuff. I don't know if we're getting a teaser for what's to come, but kind of keep your eyes peeled on that. And then after the credits, there aren't any. So this concludes my review of Scoob. Currently I'm watching with films. Recently I watched The Way Back with Ben Affleck. I'm not going to review it on here, but I will say it was moderate. Affleck does well and is pretty believable in the role. However, the role itself is about a drunk who's had to deal with life and in the news. You know, we'd seen Affleck deal with his own alcoholism concerns. So I also tend to wonder if he had really stepped far away from trying to adapt for that role, but either way, he does a good job with it, and I think, you know, you still got to acknowledge that. The story itself has a slow build-up. It does hit a crescendo, which is really good. You find this moment where you're like, it should end right here, and instead it tries to kind of come out and take another bow, and because of that, I feel like it falls flat in trying to do that. So 2 out of 5. You can check it out, but it's not great. Another film that just recently came out is Lovebirds. It just came out on Netflix. I've watched some of it. It's pretty interesting. It's not as funny as I'd hoped for so far, but it's pretty interesting. As far as TV goes, I'm going to be watching quite a few Apple TV shows. The lineup, I should say quite a few. It's 4. So few. In the lineup I have For All Mankind, Amazing Stories, C, which is with Jason Momoa, and Servant. I have been watching Mythic Quest, which is actually, it's funny, but it also tends to kind of find itself trying a little too hard. We have Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny, It's Mac, from Always Sunny, working with David Hornsby, also from Sunny. He played Cricket. And then you've got that combined with Danny Pudi, who played Abed in Community. So you've got these three kind of working together, and the plot is essentially, you know, these guys each have positions with a software development company, and they basically develop a multiplayer online RPG, which is kind of like Warcraft. It's, you know, they don't call it Warcraft, but you can definitely see it's a nod towards that. I'm only a couple of episodes in, but so far it's okay. So that is it for now. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through facebook.com. That's facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. If you do a search for us, you'll find us that way too. And of course, Anchor, anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It's through them that we're available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts even. And maybe if I didn't mention what you use to find us, then whatever you're on now. And it's all because of Anchor that we are available. So we thank them for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, microwave some popcorn and grab your favorite drink out of the fridge and sit down on the couch and see a great film with your family, your friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.